Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of around the world, let's go to Denmark now, and we are joined by filmmaker Anders Thomas Jensen. He has a new movie called Riders of Justice, which will be opening in theaters and on demand as well. Anders, welcome to the show. I am a Danish-American. My grandfather was born and raised in Roskilde, and I've been there many times. What part of Denmark are you from, may I ask?
I'm from like 50 miles from Roskilde, a place called Frederiksberg, which is a tiny rural town.
Yes, I also have relatives in Odense on Fyn, which I went to many times, a fun little island there in the middle.
That's where we shot the movie, so that's funny.
Very good. All right. Well, when you think about Denmark and Danish actors, we think about Mads Mikkelsen, and this is no different. I mean, the guy is box office gold. What is it like to work with such an accomplished actor as that?
Well, you know, we've been working for 25 years now. So I've done a lot of films with him as a screenwriter, and I've done 5 with him. He's in every movie I ever directed. So, so we know each other well. And like you say, he's a really accomplished actor. He's physical. He's smart, and I just love to stare at his face. So he's the perfect actor.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the plot. What is the movie about?
Well, it's about, I'm always bad, I'm spoiling, so I have to be careful. It's about a man who loses his, he's a Marine in Afghanistan serving, who loses his wife back home in a what seems to be a train accident. And then he has to go home and take care of his daughter, and he is not at all equipped to do that emotionally. But then these three statistics nerds, they show up and tell him that perhaps it wasn't an accident. And together they go on this venture to get revenge.
You know, I've been very proud of the Danish film industry over the years. And I think about the great series like Borgen and The Investigation, as it was called over here. Do you see a real rise in the Danish filmmaking in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's more the last 20, I think, but it's become even more evident now. Yeah, I mean, it started with the Dogma movement, and I don't know how it's like. I always compare it to like when Sweden had Björn Borg. You know, if you have one great tennis player, then suddenly a lot of good tennis players around. And we had a couple of directors like Lars von Trier here who were sort of made it possible for the whole. This whole school of directors to come out. So, yeah.
You get Borg, then you get Mats Wielander, and then it starts going like, sort of like Danish soccer players. After the Laudrup brothers, then you get the Ericssons of the world, right?
That's true. Exactly.
Something like that. So distribution, Magnolia Pictures, of course, a great distributor. Are you at the point now where with Hollywood they hear your name, they hear Mads' name, and they're already on board, or is it still a long journey for that?
Well, I think it's not fair to put me in the same category as Mads when you talk about that. I mean, I'm sure Mads is people are on board with Mads. I think I perhaps have I still have some miles to go there, but definitely Mads. He's a Yeah, he's very, how do you say? I don't know, I forgot the word, but he's, Mads is definitely hot right now.
No doubt. Also, when I think about, do you sort of feel like a movie from Denmark? Do you put things that are extra Danish in there, knowing that people are going to be recognized as a Danish film, or do you just make a movie and that's something that doesn't even occur to you?
Well, the latter, because I mean, it's that's how it is. I mean, if I do a movie, I could try to do. I mean, I think these things has to be unconscious. You do what you do. I mean, and for me, a film looks like that. I mean, that's the surroundings here are Danish, right? So. It's hard not to, I would say. Of course, you could make an effort to do it, but I don't. But I understand where you're going, but I perhaps some, perhaps perhaps you're right. Some of the crime, the TV crimes, they perhaps try to even make it look even more Scandinavian than Scandinavia is. So, but I don't.
Right. For you, when you wrote In a Better World, what did that kind of like, when you think about what it did at the box office and as far as awards, what did that do for your career?
Well, you know, it won an Oscar, which is always, I mean, that's always a major thing, right? So it definitely, I got a lot of offers, and it made my financing more easy on the next films. And also, people will read your scripts. I mean, if an Oscar opens a lot of doors. So, I mean, definitely I could feel that people, they took my, I mean, I got replies from my scripts where I before did not. So they did do things.
What about, you know, La La Land and you know, some Europeans, well, especially actors, but some European filmmakers, they make the move permanent to California. But for you, your sweet spot is to sort of to stay in Denmark. Did you think about the California move?
Well, I actually did. I mean, I spent almost 4 years there. We got back 3 years from now. So we did make the move, and I did work there. And we did do a film called Dark Tower. I co-wrote that with Jeff Pinkner and Akiva Goldsman and Nick Arcel. So I did make the move, and I enjoyed it very much. I love California. My wife loves it. But we had four kids, and that's sort of, it's somehow, I mean, it's with family, and it's a big move when you have four kids and you know, to not have any family around you. So we went back. But I'm definitely planning on going back at some point in my life because I really like California.
Yes. Have you and this your directorial your style as well, as you know you write and you direct, how much have you changed your style, and how much of it do you take from other authors? Because like anything, we take from our teachers and our mentors.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've studied, you know, I studied when I was younger. I studied, I saw a lot of films and read all the books, and I was crazy about like the Billy Wilder scripts and Robert Towne and the Coen brothers. I still really like them. So I don't do it in a conscious way. I see a lot of films, and of course my brain will pick up on things, and that's how I do it. But I try not to be too structural about it, because then you sometimes can see it in movies if you can feel the intent and the structure if it's becomes too mathematical.
Last question for you, you know, and I look at all the movies that you have written, and I know you've written in tandem with Loni Scherfig, but one of those movies you talked about with Mads Mikkelsen is Wilbur Wants to Kill Himself. What made you think of a movie of a guy in Glasgow, Scotland, you know, working in a bookstore? What was the motivation? Did that just pop into your head, that screenplay?
Well, I actually think it was Lorna's idea and also to set it in Scotland. There's something about, you know, for us, Glasgow and Scotland is like a version of Denmark that's very similar, but it's tougher, you know.
And yeah.
Poor there, you're more poor. If you get beat up in a bar, you get more beat up than here. everything is just a bit tougher. But it's a place, I mean, I think every Dane loves to go to Scotland because it's we understand each other. So, and this, I mean, the story about a guy killing himself is, I was actually much against that because it's very difficult to make that work on film. I only think it's Gladiator who actually succeeded doing it. So it's a hard character to follow for 2 hours, a guy who just wants to die.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Glasgow might be tougher than New York City, actually, when I think about it. So, yes, I understand what you're talking about. We have been speaking with Danish director Anders Thomas Jensen. The movie Riders of Justice, available from Magnolia Pictures Friday, on demand and in theaters. And it's going to be a big hit, starring, of course, the great Danish actor Mads Mikkelsen. Anders, congratulations on the film. Thanks for stopping by Tusen Talk.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.